Hi there from the Communications and Public Engagement team at Summit County, Utah. This is Summit in 6. Let's kick things off and get caught up.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another week of the news on the Summit in 6 podcast. We've got a lot of things happening right now to kick off the new year, so let's get into the news. The 2022 Utah Legislative General Session is underway with a few key initiatives that are going through the process that impact Summit County. One item we wanted to highlight is House Bill 13, which is a watershed restoration initiative that Summit County is in strong support of. It would set up an endowment or special revenue fund that Summit County could donate to earmark funds for reentry work in the Weber River watershed. So kind of a tongue twister there. The Water Restoration Initiative would work to monitor and manage the watershed, and this is important because it would provide stable funding to protect the watershed, which, especially given the increased wildfires we've seen in recent years that are a serious threat to not only the Weber watershed, but also the Provo. Given that both of those headwaters are here in Summit County, this is something we're keeping a close eye on. There are also several bills that are mentioned related to behavioral health and expanding access to mental health services. Over the past 2 years, these services have been in extra need. You may have heard in other news that some of the beds that are filled at the state level for these types of services are full, and that there have been some issues just with having the space to care for some of these inpatient individuals especially. So we're keeping a close eye on these initiatives that are proposing funding for these types of services. The question or concern at this point is how that funding, where the responsibility for that falls. So is that something that the county would be paying for without money from the state, or how does that all fit together?
Hi there, I'm Bailey Edelstein, filling in for Bridget Conway on this episode of Summit in 6. Yesterday, when we recorded this podcast, the Utah State Senate had voted in favor of a resolution to terminate all existing mask mandates within the state of Utah. But we were waiting on the House to make their decision. Today, the House voted in favor of that resolution, which results in the termination of Summit County's Public Health Order 2022-01, effective immediately. Here's a statement from the Summit County Health Director, Dr. Phil Bondurant, regarding the termination of mask mandates by the Utah legislature. The statement reads as follows. The decision to implement Public Health Order 2022-01 in Summit County followed all legal requirements and was given extensive consideration by local elected officials and stakeholders. I remain firm in my belief that the actions taken by Summit County and the Summit County Health Department over the last 2 years have saved lives. Although the outcome of the vote regarding SJR 003 provides a different direction than our public health order, I still believe the action taken to require masks in public places, including schools, was the right one for Summit County. The ongoing Omicron surge has impacted every aspect of our lives at home, at work, in our schools, and our businesses. We ask our residents and visitors to remain diligent to protect themselves and their loved ones. Our advisory message has not changed because the best practices have not changed. Stay home if you're sick, and get vaccinated or boosted if you have not done so, and wear a mask in public indoor spaces to protect the health of others. The termination of Public Health Order 2022-01 is effective immediately. So now we're going to kick off the Council Corner. Here's a little update about what happened at this week's Council meeting. Council received an update from the Department of Heritage, which includes the Summit County Library, the History Department, and also the Public Art Advisory Board. Some updates from the library included a really successful report on the new Open Plus program that was started in July 2021. It's a program that provides extended morning and evening library hours to the Colville Library Branch specifically. In other news, with local access to books and resources that the library has to provide, there's an approval of the new remote book locker in Camas. Given the success of the Hennifer book locker that started up a number of years ago, the library is looking forward to this new opportunity to make books incredibly more accessible to the residents of the Camas Valley. So we're looking forward to seeing how that pans out. There's also a reminder that we want to tell everybody that the Summit County Health Department has partnered up with the library branches to help distribute KN95 masks. So if you're in need of a mask, visit our nearest library branch and pick up some for free. Some exciting news also happened in our history department. Joe Frazier, who's Summit County's historical museum director, he went ahead and revived the Certified Local Government Program. This program facilitates the historical preservation of buildings within Summit County. And 5 board members were appointed to the Summit County Historic Preservation and Cultural Heritage Board. That's a great big name, and we can't wait to see what great progress everyone on that board makes in their overseeing of this awesome initiative.
Yeah, I think that's going to be really cool. No matter where you are in the county, there's a lot of great old buildings that we would love to preserve. You know, mining heritage is one, our agricultural background is one, a lot of really beautiful barns on the east side of the county too, some churches, a lot of different types of buildings that hopefully will be able to receive some funding or just some protection to keep them around for future generations. So another item that happened in council last night, the 2022 precinct maps and voter participation areas were approved. The clerk's office, along with GIS specialist Dave Perry and the Utah Geospatial Resource Center, worked together to produce the new 2022 precinct map for the Summit County area. They adjusted precinct lines to conform precincts to Utah's new congressional map following the redistricting of congressional, state house, state senate, and state board of education boundaries. The clerk's office also adjusted precinct lines to attempt to keep precinct voter numbers within the legal maximum of 1,250 in anticipation of growth over the next 10 years.
Wow, extra credit points to whoever can count how many times we said precinct.
Right, that one was a little bit of a tongue twister,
awesome.
Right? In other news, the Eastern Summit County Solar Ordinance, which has been before council for a couple of weeks now, was approved after some edits that and discussion that took place in last week's council meeting. So the summary of this is that it allows and encourages solar energy in Eastern Summit County and also creates some regulations for the use of solar energy systems on private property. So that was adopted into the Eastern Summit County Development Code after some changes to the language. And yeah, exciting to see the impacts on that and how it will play into some solar energy on the east side, maybe with some private properties and private residents. To wrap things up, we had some of the comments from the county manager that we wanted to highlight. One is that there is no meeting on January 26th for county council. That has been canceled in anticipation of a meeting with the lieutenant governor, which will take place. And also just a heads up, looking forward to our next council meeting on February 2nd. The county manager's office will be presenting the 2022 work plan, so what the county employees are going to be working on for the year. There will be some discussion about the GEO bond that was passed last year, which is also known as the open space bond and provides money for open space and different types of preservations there. So that's going to be a really big meeting. Just a heads up on that. Again, that will be the February 2nd council meeting, and stay tuned for more there.
We also want to remind our listeners how to tune into weekly council meetings. You can preview the county council agendas at summitcounty.org and click Agenda and Minutes on the left-hand sidebar. You can also view the county council meetings live at Summit County Utah's Facebook page, or dial in by Zoom or listen by phone. All the details are on summitcounty.org.
Perfect. That's all for this week. Remember, you can go to summitin6.org for all of our weekly podcasts on the news. Thanks, and see you next week.